Isn't that great? It's been 5 years in the making, and today's the big day that we get to announce it. It's so great. And this is going to go to support Minnesota 4-H Youth Development, but also FFA, and hopefully it's going to help spread the good word, too, about the importance of agriculture in our state.
So any idea what the license plate might look like? I've heard that's kind of open yet as to what it's going to look like.
It is open. In fact, right now we're announcing that we're taking designs. So we're hoping that young people will send in some designs between now and October 1st. And they can submit it right to FFA or right to 4-H Youth Development. We have it on our website. It's also on our social media. And what our hope is that design submitted by the young people will help inspire what the design will actually be.
There probably are some guidelines with the state of Minnesota, aren't they, as to how the license plate, you know, the letters, and some things you probably can't do anything about. It might just be some decorations on it, maybe?
I imagine. I know that I'm sure there's lots of branding standards that need to be in place for the actual license plate, but and probably for our organizations as well. But at the same time, we still hope we can capture the spirit of the youth and make sure that that's represented in the plate.
How did this idea come about? Now, thinking about it, seems to me I've heard back other years that there was kind of some talk at the legislature, but it never really happened.
Yeah, and it really started warming up. I think there's been more and more support over it for the past 5 years. And actually, other states have been successful in it as well. Either they have 4-H or they just have FFA, or if it's a combination of both, like in ours. But I'm really happy to see the partnership because it also reflects what we can do together as two youth-serving organizations within this state.
Well, two of my favorite youth organizations, not that there aren't many, but what other two organizations does more to help youth than 4-H and FFA? And a lot of those members are in 4-H and FFA.
Most of them are. So many. I mean, the FFA kids are also 4-H, and they just sometimes just change their polo shirt depending on which organization they're a part of. But they're also committed to their own youth development, their youth leadership, but also agricultural education.
I sometimes am concerned about the kids growing up. Back in the day when I was growing up, there were opportunities to make bad decisions. A fork in the road came. But kids nowadays, it seems like there's a whole lot more opportunities than forks in the road to make bad decisions. And if we can have them around other good kids.
That's such a good point. I mean, that's what our organizations are all about, especially 4-H in this case, where we have so many topics that young people can get involved in. Yes, they can get involved in 4-H through agriculture, but it also could be computer science. It could be healthy living. It could be global youth citizenship. Whatever the topic might be, there's a place for 4-Hers.
Made me feel bad a couple years ago at the Rice County Fair. Some kids were in robotics.
There you go. Exactly. STEM and engineering is very popular. Exactly. So many things that people can do, young people can do. And also our hope, too, is that with 4-H, they can discover what their interests are and turn them into passions that they can take into their futures.
That's what I say about the FFA. Talk about the important job that an FFA advisor has, or a youth leader in the 4-H, to help these kids explore different things, find their passion, and then go.
Exactly, and find that, get on a pathway that makes sense to them and feels good. And actually, there's so much support that can happen with the 4-Her as well. We've got faculty, we've got volunteers, we've got community stakeholders, we've got journalists, all who want to be, you know, to see these young people succeed.
I was doing an interview with a very sad 4-Her at one county fair.
No.
It was their last year. And I said, you must not know too much about being an adult volunteer.
Exactly, because we have 11,000 screened adult volunteers, and we always have room for more. So yeah, a lot of our young people do either graduate into becoming interns, maybe working for us, but also becoming volunteers. There's always room for more.
In Rice County, I was at the 4-H Livestock Auction here recently, and I met a bundle of energy. It was our new extension educator to help Kelly Chadwick, and she grew up in Detroit.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, what better way maybe to use her background and her experience to try and reach some of these kids? Because you can live in the city, you say 4-H, you maybe still kind of think of rural areas, but 4-H can benefit those kids in a big city too.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we're even beginning to explore the idea of getting youth involved through athletics, like soccer programs, to get involved into 4-H. So yeah, there's a lot of opportunity for growth, there's no doubt.
How are we doing, speaking of growth in terms of numbers, with the 4-H program over the last few years here in Minnesota?
I'm glad you asked the question. We've got 66,000 young people who are involved in 4-H, and that's between the ages of 5 and just a year out of high school, so about 19. And we're continuing to add to our growth. In fact, each year we bring in about 6,000 new people into the 4-H program. And then during the pandemic, of course, with every youth-serving organization had a hit somewhat with their numbers. But at the same time, we see that they're building back, and it was a great opportunity to reach new people, as well as those who have been around for generations.
Any other thing you'd like to mention, Jennifer? But this is exciting. And I haven't bought the Critical Habitat one, but I am going to buy an FFA, and I'll buy my wife one, too.
I'm glad that you held off, because now you can get your license plate for next year or the years, whenever your turn comes up again. No, I'm really happy that you could be here and that you took an interest in this and that we get to share it at FarmFest.